At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I don't know where this guy was hiding, but all of a sudden, you're right. There's a moxie there.
Yeah.
It's just staggering.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. New Orleans is Sinking is the third track. We caught with the third track.
The blue on the street. Loose and complete in the skies, all smoky blue-green. I can't foresee a Dixie Dixie, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm in? If New Orleans is sinking, man, then I don't want to swim. In front of the window when people are expecting a killer whale and they see a human, they get spooked. Anyway, I do that. But I was in the water this particular day, unbeknownst to me, Shamu and Bartholomew, their relationship had gone stale. Seems I was going in there so much and I was looking so good. Took a shining to me. And they're so smart, those things, you know? They got all these human emotions. Love.
unbeknownst to me, I can't hear a goddamn thing underwater. He came up, he was bumping against me a lot. The stale killer whale, bumping up against someone so pale and frail. How was I to know the killer whale relationship's gone stale? Well, he brushes up to me a couple of times, his skin's like sandpaper. I say, hey man, what's up? What's up? What's going on, big fella? What is it? What is it? I don't want to steal your mommy. And I sure don't want to take the place of your daddy. I only want to be your friend. And he circled around, and I thought we were all patched up, and I was scrubbing, and he took my, he ripped my left arm off. The killer whale, they're beast of the deep. They're quite docile and friendly in captivity, but somewhere along the line, the thousands of years of breeding just snapped, and it took my left arm, man. It took my fucking left arm. What is it, Bartholomew?
I spoke to him in a language he could understand as I came back. Saw some little clouds, they looked a little like me. I had my hands in a river, my feet back up on the banks. Looked up to the Lord above and said, hey, Carol, thanks. Sometimes I feel so good I gotta scream. She said, Gordy, baby, I think I know just what you mean.
I was out on a, went out to a bachelor party a few years back, and I got very, very ill because I drank way too much Crown Royal.
Oh God!
My friend wanted a calm, like nice little bachelor party, and out in the county. And I'm like, that sounds nice, but I at his Stag and Doe, I won a Texas Mickey of Crown Royal.
So you donated it to the party?
Yeah, I took it to the party, and right. You know, great. And so we had quite a bit of it, and then they wanted to get up really early and go fishing. I'm like, all right. But, I mean, we didn't go to bed until like 4 in the morning. We were up at 7 to go fishing. And I'm a city fella. I don't really go fishing very much. And there was still quite a bit of liquor inside of me. And I ate a horrible, very poorly cooked breakfast.
And then you were on a boat.
And then we got on a boat, and I made a mistake of going down below and lying down while we were going out into the middle of the lake, and it was a very bumpy go, and I was like, it was just very cool and dark down there. It was nice. And then I came up, and I was feeling very wonky, and I ended up throwing up all over Lake Ontario.
Well, to be fair.
And it just wouldn't stop. I, like, the point where there shouldn't be anything else coming. Like, bone marrow was coming out of me. It was a nightmare. I've never felt so awful in my life.
I assure you, Lake Ontario had it coming.
Yeah. It's like, you son of a bitch. This is for you. And anyway, the point of the story is, I had to, they were making a whole weekend out of this thing, but I had to go back that day to work. And so I'm like, I just want to die. Now I have to go into the city and resume bartending. But to get from the cottage we were staying at to get back to the train I was going to take back into the city, I had to get a lift, like a 20-minute drive from this kid who was like, I don't know if he like worked for one of the guys who was there or something like that, because we were all in our late 30s. And then there's this kid hanging out with us who's like 21 or something like that. And he was fine. He was just like, but, you know, he and I could not be more different. I'm almost twice his age. I'm, you know, I grew up in the city, and this guy is very small town country boy. Like, he had his like name tattooed across his back.
Oh.
He's just like, and that was like his last, anyway, it was almost like a nick. I don't even remember. But he was just like kind of a, just a, I don't know, country fella. And we had no possible shared interests or right. or similar experiences. And we're driving, and I just feel like a fucking bag of shit, like 5 pounds of shit in a 4-pound bag. And and we're driving to the train. I'm just like, and the radio's on. And then New Orleans Is Sinking comes on the radio. And me feeling like garbage, and this kid who... he and I have no anything alike at all, saying every word the entire way.
Oh, that's great.
Through the song. And so he and I just have this like tragically hip experience. We're like, yeah, 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 right? And that's what it is.
And then he made sweet love to you.
And then we just kissed and kissed. But I think that's what it is. And that's the cool thing, where there's this guy, he and I could not be more different in life experience, interests, age, everything, tattoo choices, or how much we just vomited on a lake. But we both know all the fucking words to New Orleans Is Sinking, whether we want to or not.
Oh, that's so great.
And it was awesome. And we just like fucking just flying down this nice fucking country fucking side road, belting out New Orleans Is Sinking is a fine way to go.
Thanks for listening to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. To email us, send an email to tthtop40@gmail.com. We're social. Find us on all the socials at tthtop40.
Duvra podcasts and such.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.